Greetings from the Simon Schmid podcast. Do you know, I must admit to my friends and followers that I have been hiding from doing these podcasts. I've been hiding, I've been vulnerable, I've been lost a bit of confidence in doing them for some personal reasons, but I've got to be truthful with you, and it's great to be doing it again. And I was looking back when my last podcast was, and it was the 29th of September with Laura Coleman about meditation and how meditation has transformed her life due to a very difficult, challenging time that she was facing. And now she has the gift of helping so many more people with meditation. And so it's great to be back and talking to my listeners. So it brings me to what I want to talk about today. And I want to really thank this lockdown. I want to thank this lockdown I can't thank it enough for what it's done for me. And I hope all of you listening are able to really look at it in a different way and be thankful for this lockdown, because there are lessons in abundance with this lockdown that it's giving us. But I'd like to share about how it's really benefited me. Number one, it's got me to do the podcast again, which Si has been hiding. But it's made me realize a lot about who I am as a man, and that I have huge vulnerabilities. I have developed the self-care system at the age of 13 due to the trauma that I endured and having lost my mom in such a tragic way, and my stepdad, who was a massive, massive role model in my life. He was a big part of my life. And how it shaped my life in many, many different ways. But I developed the self-care system at the age of 13 to cope. And I've spoken about it before, about forgiving and forgetting and how that didn't serve me very well. But the self-care system that I've developed, one of the main things is comparing myself to other people. And you find yourself when you're vulnerable and isolated, you compare yourself to other men. You compare yourself to other women, for example, if you're a female listener, what they have, what you don't have, how their life looks. And that's all bullshit, and it's all ego-driven. And I'm fully aware of that. But what this lockdown has given me is this amazing, I would say the word is relief. I feel relieved that I'm able to be, for the first time in my life, 100% truthful to my friends, to my ex-wife, to my kids. And as uncomfortable as it has been for me, and as how I felt very insignificant, because my ego has made me feel that way, it's given me such relief. And I don't think I would have ever come to this place of being truthful and being really who I am, but coming from a place of love always, because of this lockdown. I've realized that I've got some huge amount of healing to do from my loss of my mother, breakdown in my business partnership, my marriage breakdown. But deep down inside, deep, deep, deep down inside, there is some healing that really needs to be done. And I'm really, in a funny way, quite joyful about the fact that I can admit it and I can own it and I can embark on this process of healing. you know, just before this lockdown, I was going to go and do a darkness retreat. Thank God I didn't do that, because, you know, going to doing a darkness retreat when you are, yeah, I would say broken in many ways. I'm sure I would have got huge benefit from it, but this lockdown has been much more of an insightful, gentle way, because I sort of think we're all in this together, so it sort of makes it a lot easier. But I'm still going to do the darkness retreat, and I'm really looking forward to how that's going to challenge me and elevate me as a person, and also make me identify, you know, the weaknesses and inefficiencies I have around the way I control my ego and my feelings, and just all around trying to elevate me as who I am, as a coach, as a trainer, as a lover, as a friend, as all these things that I am today in this life. But being truthful and being honest is something which gives huge strength, whereas I used to see it as a vulnerability, and people would think less than of me because, you know, my greatest strength is my energy, and I didn't want anyone to think that, oh, because I'm vulnerable and I'm, you know, I'm a bit weak, they're going to think less than of me. And so I sit here talking to this on my podcast, and realizing that being still, quieting your thoughts, really lets your soul speak, and really gives you the opportunity to assess, breathe, and review of where you are as a person and where you want to be. And owning your stuff, owning all your bullshit, owning all your insecurities, owning all your coping mechanisms, and trying to change the self-care system. And, you know, I think when you've gone through a huge trauma in your life, and you've gone from being, I'm happy to say this, quite an unconscious man, to a lot more conscious as a man, your self-care system that you develop around that is not a true reflection of who you are, because it's your relationship with love and friendship and materialism and control and power. All these things are driven around the inefficiency of this self-care system that you've developed. And for me, my self-care system was developed when I was 13. And, you know, I've had a very, very hard life. I've had a very difficult life, and I feel like I'm owed something. I feel like I'm owed a lucky break. Well, I got fucking news for you. So you owed zero, mate. You owed a big fat zero. Zero. Zilch. But what I've realized is that how unbelievably abundant my life is. I've got this amazing family that I've done work with, who've taken me in, who've treated me like a family member. I've got friends that care for me. I've got a different relationship with my father now, because, you know, he had a minor stroke a few weeks ago, and made me realize that I need to make an effort as a son. I need to step up. I need to, you know, and I think my dad's also got an awakening in me. And I've got a lovely relationship with my dad, but I can make more of an effort. And this lockdown has made me realize that. And with my stepmom as well, you know, make more of an effort. It's, you know, it's your family. And realizing that I've got three amazing kids who I love so much, who I just want them to know who their father is. You know, I just want them to understand what their dad is about, what he's known as, his uniqueness, his, You know, I'm one in 7.2 billion. And there's no one like me, and I want them to know who I am. I don't want them to just think that I'm this good time dad that, what are we doing today, dad, when we come and see you? But one thing I've realized is that this abundance that I have around me, I'm not going to take it for granted ever. And I'm going to own my feelings and I'm going to own my truths. So that's my little spin on what's happened on this lockdown. I hope that you have the ability to step outside of things that are going on and look at it from a bird's eye view and just realize there are lessons, there are gifts in this lockdown, and you have abundance around you, all over, everywhere, and don't take it for granted. And be truthful and be honest, and but always come from a place of love. For those of you who are struggling with work, you know, it's been amazing. My coaching business has changed overnight. You know, I've gone back to a skill which I started my career as a trainer, and which I had a very successful career working with lots of amazing people and interesting people, you know, in that world. And I've gone back to basics to survive because my in-person business overnight collapsed. And it's been amazing to see that it takes time to develop that skill online. It takes time to develop the flow of how to train someone through the phone or through video. But I'm so grateful that I get to learn that. I'm so grateful that I have that skill to go back to how I used to survive. But don't forget that we're all in this together. And I just urge you to realize that you must be thankful for this lockdown and that there's abundance everywhere. So that's it from me. First podcast, hopefully not the last. There's going to be more to follow. I'm very excited. I feel amazing doing this podcast. And I wish you all the safety. I wish you all good health. Look after yourselves. Look after your immune system. And we're all in this together. But just want to thank the lockdown. Cheers for now.